Annika Foscolo hurried through a crowd gathering in the marketplace under the blazing sun, trailed by her slave, Maria. All around them, traders unloaded their goods from donkey carts. The sugar sellers up the hill had already attracted a swarm of customers.
"Let's stop at the sugar stalls on the way back," she told Maria over her shoulder. "I want to make a lemon tonic for Mama."
Maria nodded, stone-faced. She had not wanted to come on this errand, and she was never one to put on a false smile. Two spice merchants leading heavily laden donkeys ambled into their path, sending whiffs of cinnamon, ginger, and cloves into the air. Slowing her pace, Annika caught sight of a ceramics trader setting out bowls on a nearby table.
"Good day,"
she greeted him, moving closer. Placing a hand over his heart, the man smiled in recognition.
"When will your family return to Arcangulo, signorina? It's been too long."
"Perhaps this autumn we will be back."
Annika traced the outline of a dolphin on a bowl with her fingertip, unwilling to explain the reason for their absence.
"You're using blue paint for your designs now, like the Italians."
His smile fading, he bent to rummage in a pannier filled with crockery.
"Latins don't care for the Greek style. They want what they can get in Genoa or Florence, and they pay well for it."
At the mention of Florence, she tightened her grip on the canvas-wrapped parcel tucked under one arm and turned away. There was no avoiding the Castellania, where onlookers congregated at the whipping post as two guards hauled a chained inmate from the building's interior. Annika swallowed hard and sped her step, the prisoner's cries echoing in her ears. For the first time all morning, Maria matched her pace. The girl had always been terrified by the sight of a public flogging. When they reached the Florentine banker's home, Maria hung back again, scowling.
"A slave is safer in the streets than in that man's house,"
she said in a voice dripping with venom.
"He's not your master,"
Annika retorted.
"Come inside with me. All will be well."
Maria shook her head and stood her ground, refusing to meet Annika's eyes.
"If you prefer to boil in the sun, so be it."
Annika regarded the polished cypress wood doors, wishing for her father's comforting presence. Then she drew in a breath, steeled herself, and lifted the heavy iron door knocker. Signor Salviati kept her waiting in the high-ceilinged parlor for what seemed like an hour before he emerged from an adjoining chamber. He approached, his silk tunic rustling.
"Signorina,"
he said in a clipped voice, his expression cool.
"I'm eager to see your father's work."
Annika unwrapped the painting and presented it to him. It was exactly what he had asked for, a portrait of the Madonna and her child. The Virgin's shimmering blue robe, made of lapis lazuli pigment, had cost a small fortune. The banker held the panel at arm's length, pursing his lips. A long moment of silence passed. Annika's left knee began to tremble. Finally, he spoke.
"Exquisite,"
he smiled. His graying teeth showed evidence of too many years' enjoyment of red wine.
"Signor Foscolo is indeed a talented man. He shows much discipline, working to this standard even while he mourns his son. Although it has been some time since your brother's death, I suppose."
6 months today,"
Annika said shortly. Since Benedetto's death, Annika had fought back her own sorrow and finished her father's commissions one by one. She'd sourced the pigments, prepared the panels, and layered on the tempera paints herself. From the backgrounds to the most intricate details of a shining eye or a silken sleeve, she was responsible for it all.